Hey guys, this is the Harville Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, I absolutely love this new item that we have in for sale because it actually improves on something that was already out there. Now, as MagSafe has started being around now for a while in the iPhones 12, the 13s, the 14s, and now the 15s, it's definitely here to stay. And so there are more and more accessories out there that are MagSafe or being made that are MagSafe compatible being made for these iPhones and so forth. And there is a, so Apple did one of these and it was a, it's a portable power bank that slaps on the back of your phone to charge it. But Apple's is like 1,000 milliamps. So you're going to be lucky to get maybe 60% charge out of it when charging up your phone. This one is actually a 5,000 milliamp power bank. So you're going to get a lot more than a full charge. I was able to go 10% to 100% and still have some left over after it completely charged up my iPhone. And so you will also have that experience as well. Of course, it will vary a little bit depending on the size of phone you have and the size of battery. But this is a really nice MagSafe power bank that slaps right on the backs of your MagSafe device. And the cool thing about this one is the one that Apple sells, you have to, there's no on and off button. Once you slap it on the back of your phone, it's going to charge your phone, even if you don't need it. Well, with this one, you can actually turn this off and on. So once you slap it on the back of your phone the first time, it actually doesn't turn itself on right away. There is a button on the bottom left. Okay, if you're looking at the back of the power bank and the back of it has this ring that we'll talk about here in just a minute, go to the left edge and go all the way down to the bottom left corner. And there is a button there. You might be able to hear it clicking. That button, you'll slap this on the back of your phone, press that button once, and it will turn itself on and it will start charging. And then if for whatever reason you want to actually turn it off, you can actually press and hold that button in for several seconds and it will actually stop the charging to your phone. So you could leave this on your phone, but you could just not turn it on until you need it. Now, the part that actually slaps to the back of your phone via MagSafe is rubber, so it's going to keep your phone from scratching, keep your case from scratching, or anything like that. It does have a really strong magnet on it, so once you put it on your device, it's going to stay on there until you give it a good tug and pull it off. And the nice thing about it is this is comfortable to hold, so even with this on here, you can use your phone while the power bank is charging your phone, and it's not uncomfortable to hold in your hand because the sides are rounded off and made to be kind of ergonomic and so forth. There's also a soft touch finish on this power bank where Apple's is just like a slick plastic. This has a soft touch coating on it, so it's just really comfortable to hold in the hand. Now, the other thing that this has on it that's really cool is it has this ring on the back of it. It's centered right in the back of the power bank, and it is a fold-out or a flip-out metal ring. And when you flip it out, this metal ring actually swivels around 360 degrees, and it also flips up and down. So what you use this for, there's a couple things. I like to use it as a gripper so it helps me hold on to my phone when I have the power bank on it. So what you could do is flip the ring out and just slip your middle finger through it, and then you've got a really good hold on the power bank and on your phone while you're using it. So that's really cool there. The other thing you could do with it is you could actually use it as a stand. So you could flip this ring around and you could adjust it so it actually lets your phone stand up in portrait or landscape mode on a flat surface or table that's near you. And then you could have your phone up there and it could be facing you standing up and you could be listening to music or listening to a book or what have you. So this acts as a gripper, but it also acts as a stand. The other thing that you could use this for, now it's not going to be the most perfect scenario, and I'll tell you why in here in just a second, but you could use this with our new lanyard system that we are offering, and you could flip this ring straight up, and then you could clip the lanyard onto the ring, and then you could hang your phone in front of you. Now, the only thing about this as far as using this with Aira, when you have it attached to the ring, is because the power bank is a little bit thicker, of course, and it's going to be thicker on your phone, it might not hold your phone exactly straight up and down on your chest. But do I think it's good enough to get by? Yes, I do. So if you were in a pinch or whatever and you wanted to use this power bank and you still wanted to use Aira with our new lanyard system, you could flip this ring all the way up so it's going as straight up as it can go, hook our lanyard to it, and then hang it in front of you, and Aira could see stuff in front of you as you're walking down the street or what have you. Or you could flip the ring over into landscape mode, and you could hang your phone that way, landscape, and then Aira could see it that way. And so you can just kind of, you know, try out which one works best for you, but I think both of them would work adequately. Now, it's not going to be as great as the actual lanyard or the MagSafe system that comes with our lanyard system, but it would do, I think, in a pinch very well. All right, the other cool thing about this is it does charge USB Type-C. So where the Lightning power packs are charging with Lightning, now that Apple is getting away from Lightning, it would be nice to have it USB-C. Well, this does have a USB-C. So it does come with a USB to USB-C cable that you can use to charge the power pack with. The other cool thing is that you can actually plug in your own cable, say like USB-C to Lightning. Maybe you want to charge your Apple Watch. Maybe you want to charge your, it'd be USB-C to Apple Watch charging adapter, or you could like USB-C to Lightning for like your AirPods or something like that. You could actually plug it into the bottom of this little power pack, and not only does it charge the power pack with the USB-C, but you can actually charge devices from the USB-C bidirectional port on the power pack. So very, very cool there. You get a lot of flexibility, a lot of options there. You can charge the power bank, or you can charge things from the power bank with that USB-C port. The other thing this has is it has pass-through charging. So maybe you want to charge your iPhone and you don't want to necessarily do it with the power bank, but you want to charge the power bank at the same time. You could leave the power pack attached to the back of your phone, and then you could plug in your USB-C charging cable to the power pack, and it will actually charge the power pack and it will charge your phone at the same time. So it's actually providing a charge to the phone through the wireless connection of the MagSafe that the power pack is providing, and then it's also charging the power pack at the same time. So you could plug it in overnight and your phone, you're going to wake up in the morning, your phone and your power pack will be recharged. So that is way cool there. Now, the final coup de grace to this is for people out there who do not have MagSafe. Now you're saying to yourself, well, I can't use this, I don't have MagSafe. Not anymore, because this power pack also gives you an adhesive magnet ring that for people that are using like the iPhone 8, the iPhone SE, the SE 2020, the SE 2022, or even Android users out there, you can take this magnetic ring that has adhesive on one side, stick it to the back of your device or your phone case around the charging coil. Now, if you're going to do it to the back of your phone case, I do think you want to probably, that's a good question, because actually I think that because if you have a case that does not have MagSafe in it, this ring is going to provide that MagSafe that you need to get from the power pack to the wireless charging in the back of your phone. So you don't have to have a case that has MagSafe. You can use this magnetic adhesive ring as your MagSafe to be able to connect it. And actually that brings me to another point. So if somebody out there has MagSafe on their phone, but they have a case that they really like that does not have MagSafe in it, then I would definitely recommend using this magnetic adhesive ring to attach it to your case. And then that way you'll be able to use this power bank or this power pack with your phone. But if you use the case doesn't have MagSafe and you don't use the magnetic ring, there's not going to be a strong enough magnet to get from this power pack into the back of your phone's MagSafe. So those people out there that have a case that doesn't have MagSafe, you definitely want to use this ring. And for those people out there who don't have MagSafe at all, that just have wireless charging, you definitely will want to use this ring. Put it on your device back or put it on your case, and it will now give you MagSafe, and you can now have access to all the different MagSafe accessories out there, whether it be this power bank, whether it be a wallet, whether it be whatever MagSafe related, whether it be our new lanyard system, whatever. The ring is going to give you that compatibility. So that is very cool there, guys. So regardless of whether you have MagSafe or not, you can still use this product. And then you have an option to actually use other MagSafe things in the future with the ring that is provided in this package. So, so you get a lot, guys, with this. You get a lot. So you get the power pack, 5,000 milliamp, rubber back on it to keep it from scratching your phone or your phone case, soft touch grip finish or coating on the power bank itself, rounded off sides and corners to make it really comfortable to hold, flip out ring for using to hold it with your finger through it as a grip, or to use it as a portrait or landscape mode stand, or to use it with our new lanyard system for using with Ira or Be My Eyes and things like that. Plus, you get USB-C on this. You get the bi-directional USB-C that it will actually charge devices from this power pack, as well as charging the power pack with a USB-C charging cable. You get the on and off button that will turn it on and off, so you don't have to have it on all the time when it's attached. You get the USB to USB-C cable in the package. And then finally, you get this really nifty magnetic ring with adhesive to be able to convert non-MagSafe users to MagSafe users. So a lot you get with this, guys. And the color of this is black, so the power bank itself is black. It does charge your phone very quickly with the MagSafe attachment, or with the battery attached to your phone. And it does make the little click sound if I press the button. Let's see, I've got my phone on focus so you don't hear it. But when I attach this to my phone, so it does say it's charging. So if I was to pull this off, you might be able to hear it. Now, let me, I've got my thing off focus now. Let's see. There it is. You get that little click sound. That means MagSafe accessories attached, and it's now charging your phone. So you get a ton with this, guys. This is way better than the Apple one, in my opinion, and it's a lot less expensive. So definitely check out the 5,000 milliamp MagSafe power bank with the flip-out ring and stand, the USB-C port, and all those other awesome features that we talked about. These are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.